Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Track and Field.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Track and Field. The Tigers in the midst of two straight trips to the Sunshine State. Last weekend, Florida State. This week, it's the Florida Relays. Joined now by Tigers head coach Leroy Burrell. Coach, some wins last week at Florida State. Give us an evaluation of the Tigers down in Tallahassee.
Well, I thought we had an excellent competition. We got some really good performances, national leading at the time by Maka. And then, of course, our women's throws group had an outstanding meet. A couple of solid performances in the jumps as well. Good performance by our freshman, Caden Slay, in the high jump. All around solid team meet. Weather kind of hit us towards the end, so we had to bail on trying to run the 4x4. It got really ugly, so we got out of there. But you know, once again, you know, it was just another opportunity for us to add a few more irons to the fire and test a few people and see where they stand as far as the SEC and the national lists are concerned. And they pass that test. So I'm really happy with the progress that we've made. We're starting to round into a pretty solid group.
All in all, a step certainly in the right direction down at Florida State for you this past weekend. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. We're leading the nation in one sprint event, number two or three in the 200, a couple of top 10 marks in the women's discus. And so we're really excited about that. You know, we have a few more athletes who we're going to compete for the first time outdoors this weekend in Gainesville, Keyshawn Strong, most notably. And this is all with a few athletes who ran at Georgia Tech, Azeem and Ajay, who will probably hold out for another week or so because they are they're following Ramadan. So and that's a big challenge for them. So we need to get to April, get to that month of fasting, get through that month of fasting, I should say. Right. And then I think the men's sprint group will be at full strength.
All right, the Tigers are on the road this weekend at the Florida Relays. And I know at least early in this outdoor season, this is one of those competitions that you've been gearing up for, isn't it?
Yes, this is a big one. It's really a national caliber meet. We'll have the majority of the Southeastern Conference and some of the best programs in the country there. We're really looking to put a few individuals out there. Like I mentioned, Keyshawn, we're going to step back a little bit in the men's sprints. The women's group, the women's 4x4, which was one place out of qualifying for nationals, will be a big feature of this meet. They're in the invitational 4x4. And we're going to run our distance group who haven't performed yet this season, this outdoor season. And we're expecting some pretty solid things from them as well.
If you would, maybe just a couple more words just about the caliber of the field that you'll be facing down in Gainesville.
Well, I mean, you start with Florida, the host team. They're multiple national champions in both sides. The women won this year. The men have won. Men won last year. I think you're going to have Georgia. You're going to have Alabama. You're going to have Florida State. You know, it's turned into a really, really good national meet. And I would venture to say when it's all said and done, the list is going to be rewritten with what happens on the track in Gainesville. Right. It's going to be an outstanding meet.
With that in mind, then, what do you want to see out of the Tigers this weekend in Gainesville?
Well, we certainly want to welcome Keyshawn Strong back to the fold in the javelin. He threw really well early in the season last year, then had injury problems that prevented him from finishing the season. I mean, he destroyed our school record, led the nation, threw the farthest in NCAA last year, but couldn't quite return to the track. So that's huge for us. Ryan Kinnane, we're looking forward to him kind of continuing his rewriting the Auburn record book in the distance event, namely this weekend in the 1500. We have an athlete we're going to debut outdoors, Max Harden, our freshman. So we're running a really strong 1500 group. And as I mentioned, the 4x4 on the women's side, we think that we can leave this meet among the top 10. And then when you look at where the team is just as a whole, The women's team finished this week in the power rankings in top 25. At 25. And the men's team, I think last I looked, it was 15th or 16th. So we're in a pretty good place. And we're not quite we haven't quite put everybody on the track, but that's going to happen this week and subsequently the following weekend.
All right, Coach. Wish you all the best. Safe travels. War Eagle.
Great. Thank you. War Eagle, Andy.
Tigers head coach Leroy Burrell on This Week in Auburn Track and Field.